This is a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
Luke chapter 24, verse number 30, 31 and 32. Luke chapter 24, Jehovah Shammah.
Luke and Sampano, eti edionu enai efrinchitemu efi ebiasano, ebiasabakon ebiasamienu.
All along I have been in the Old Testament in the first three series. Today is the first time I am venturing into the New Testament on this subject. But you know that if you're a good Bible student, even when you read the Old Testament, every line you smell the presence of Jesus Christ somewhere in the Old Testament. Can I hear somebody say amen?
Amen.
Because he lived before the world was created. Jesus then was manifested in the New Testament, but he lived before the New Testament. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, blessed and broke it. Today we will take bread, we shall bless it, we shall break it. We will do it the way Jesus Christ did it. And we shall get the same results that those people got. I didn't hear the celebration properly. You will live here with a miracle this morning. I am talking to only Jonathan, but I said today you will live here with a miracle.
I receive it.
And he gave it to them. Verse number 31. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him. Now that word knew him, the other version say, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. And make a big cycle around the word vanished.
Now,
Vanished. Anybody who wants to kill you, by the time they get there, you have vanished already.
Yes, Lord.
When your enemies come looking for you, they will never find you.
Jesus.
Oh, I
thought you clap your hands and shout a big amen.
Amen.
Verse number 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures? Why he gave us the word? Did our hearts not feel it? This was another pandemic that had broken in Jerusalem because a man who had said he was the Son of God, sent to come and save mankind, had been dead and crucified. And then where he was buried the third day, people went there and his body was not there. And there were rumors that he had resurrected. And so the authorities that be started looking for his disciples to imprison them because they had stolen the body of Christ. So everybody scattered. And these two disciples decided to run away from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus to go and hide over there. Peter, James, John, Matthew, all of them, everybody had gone into hiding.
Petro, Matthew.
So these two men, while they were running away to go and hide, started having conversation. Other versions of the Bible say they started arguing. Amongst themselves. Are you sure that man was the son of God? Did he do not? Are you not sure he came to deceive us? But the miracles he performed were also notable. He performed notable miracles. And the man's life was he was a son of God. He did that. So then Jesus appeared in their midst.
Now Jesus,
then he said, what conversation are you having?
He
said, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Haven't you heard that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the so-called Son of God, he came and did so many things. We started following him, and then suddenly they have killed him, and now we can't find his body. Some women are saying he's been resurrected, and now they are looking for us to arrest us. Are you the only stranger? Then Jesus said, oh foolish ones.
And they used to say, Abai,
I have been with you for all these years. Don't you know, beginning from the prophet through Moses, he expounded the word of God, blasted them with revelations. And then there was, wow. And then when they got to where they were going, Jesus wanted to go and they said, they didn't know it was Jesus. They said, young man, the things you are telling us, they are so sweet. Can you come in, let's have dinner and continue, because we want to hear more. Our brother, this one, what's his name? Our worship leader, Willie Boy, he does not stop raising this song. Aura, snayen chen kakra, aniriye.
So
when they got to the table, he set the table. Then he sat. Then he took the bread
and
blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. As soon as they beat the bread, their eyes were open and they screamed, this is the master.
I'm running here.
But he vanished from their midst. He vanished from their midst. The word, the Greek word for vanish is amphanton. Amphanton. You can say it in English, I'll say amphanton, but I'm sure that the people will say amphanton. A-P-F-A-N-T-O-N. A-P-F. And when we see P-H, we say pharmacy. Is that not cool? So amphanton. It's very easy to remember. It comes like tree. Amphanton.
Amphanton.
That's the way I teach myself when I want to remember this Greek, Hebrew, and some words. I bring it closer to what I know. This one is grace. Peter asked Simon the magician, you want us to give you money? You want to give us money to give you the Holy Ghost? Your silver and gold perish with you. Who told you that the gift of God can be sold? The gift of God comes by grace. And today somebody grace will locate you. Somebody clap your hands and shout, I'm found torn.
I'm found torn.
And phantom means invisible. So he vanished. So Jesus became invisible. But you know that the invisible rules the visible. The invisible rules the visible. The supernatural rules the natural. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God, the invisible, created the heavens and the earth visible. In the beginning, God, the spirit, God, the invisible, he spoke. And then when he created darkness, hovered around the face of the earth. Darkness. Visible. Chaos. All over the way, the earth, it was chaotic. Visibility. And God said, supernatural. And God said, spoke through invisibility. Let there be light. Let there be light. And the invisible became visible, and there was light. And light was called from the realms of the supernatural. And appeared. God said to Jacob, your name shall no longer be called Jacob. You shall be called Israel. Because a prince thou art. You have fought with God invisible. You have fought with God in the realms of the supernatural. You have fought with God in the spirit. You have fought with the invisible God. And you have prevailed in the supernatural. You have prevailed in your prayer closet. You have prevailed in the spirit. So therefore you shall prevail over man, physical. You shall prevail over man, visible. So your brother Esau is coming. He is not a spirit. He is man. You will see him. He is coming with 400 men. And we don't know what is in his mind. Whether he wants to revenge and kill you, or whatever he wants to do, we are not too sure. But you have prevailed over Esau. You have prevailed over the visible because you prevailed in the invisible. Most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, invisible. Thy grace, we pray. Clap your hands and shout, immortal, invisible. Oh God, oh, we walk in light, accessing, oh, he from above. Victorious, Enjoy the invisibility of Jesus Christ more than his visibility. I love it that he is in heaven and that I cannot see him, but in another way I can experience. Because when he was here, he couldn't be at all places at all times. When he was here,
so I
had say here, there was a time that disciples and people had to depend so much on his visibility, on his physical presence, more than his deity and his sovereignty. Master, don't you care that we perish? And you are here sleeping. Oh, how long shall I be with you? He was preparing them that the time was coming when he will have to vanish. But his vanishing does not mean that he is gone. It only means that he has become invisible. And the fact that he has become invisible does not mean that he is not present. Jehovah Shammah, God is there.
Oh, but with some year, Radia, yeah. Offer when you run and chess on him, offer when you run and chess at the 2 minute in the hall, offer when you know, and not chess on Yanko Pompium, Nasu, Jehovah Shammah, Tressa, and Rubiara, and the Jabiara Dano, and Radia, no,
one day they saw him walking on the sea.
That could be a moon, is a number so.
They said, Master, you become a spirit.
As you are, now you are a womb.
You are a ghost.
Who are you? Obi, are we Samai?
He said, I'm not ghost. I am Jesus.
Yes.
The one that you know. They said, if you are Jesus, then Peter said, then let me also come.
Petro said, so you are Jesus. And I said, yes, I'm a mess.
He said, come.
I said, bra, Petro.
And then as he began to walk,
Petro said,
wow. So I can do the things that Jesus does. Wow! If Jesus walked on the sea, I can walk on the sea. If Jesus overcame death, I can overcome death. If Jesus overcame the devil, I can overcome the devil. If Jesus cast out demons, I can cast out demons. If Jesus healed the sick, I can heal the sick. Then Jesus said, oh Peter, is it because I am here that's why you are saying this? But a time is coming I will be taken away. But greater things than this will you do when I become invisible, when I go to the Father. Greater things than this will you do. And Jesus vanished from their midst. Kalabos Mayabo, clap your hands and scream Jehovah Shammah.
Jehovah Shammah.
I didn't hear you. Come on, clap your hands and scream again. Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Shammah.
Shammah.
The Lord is here.
The Lord is here.
The fact that you cannot see his visibility does not mean that he's not there. He is invisible but present.
And the Petre, and now who meant in our Kanya UK, and now do any who meant in our Kanya UK, Debida, media said, Mini won't pa, me to me no air, Juma, Mini won't pa, to say Jehovah Shammah, me wa, baby, I will be around.
When he was here, he had not been given a name far above every name. God had to wait for him to go. So therefore, he has given him a name far above every name, that at the mention of his name. When he was here, we couldn't mention his name. His presence, his physical presence, had to do everything which was limited. But now that he's no longer here, he has been promoted even higher and bigger. He now has a name. All that you have to mention is the name Jesus. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is God. Hallelujah. Can you clap your hands and shout, he is God.
He is God.
Oyo nyame ba preko pe oyo nyame ba emra na wasase so no ba bia ehunu ne friend yesu yesu e na so so wi no course no nature amani din bi e dia cross din na ye bo yesu din na akoto dwe nyina bra ho ase na tetereme nyina e kan para se oyo nyakopon preko pe.
My abosi kele matu. Oh, chakedi. So one day, some Christians were misbehaving in Corinth. Fornicating and do some nonsense in the church. Because they said their father, the Apostle Paul, was physically absent. Then Paul wrote them a letter. In chapter 5 and verse 3, here's what he tells them. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 3. For I indeed, as I am absent in body, but present in spirit, have already judged those who are doing stupid things in the church. He who has done this evil deed, even though I am physically absent, but spiritually present, I have already judged that person. Now listen to Paul, verse number 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, those people can talk. When you gather along with, this is not Jesus Christ, it's Paul. If some Christian has said this, if people stone me here now. But there comes a time God raises a man, and the man becomes the voice of God. There shall be no rain except by my word, Elijah said, and it was so. Elisha said, tell the king, why is he crying? Tell the king that he should bring the leprous man here, that he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. Can I give you a word of assurance?
Yeah.
There shall be no war in Ghana 2020 December, yeah, as long as I remain here.
Jesus.
As long as I remain here.
Yeah.
Anybody who will take us for a ride,
Jesus,
the altar will speak.
Yeah.
The power will speak.
Yeah.
They will die before their time.
Yeah.
Ghana does not belong to any one person.
Jesus.
Ghana belongs to Ghanaians.
Jesus.
And we all have the right to become president one day,
yes,
and minister one day,
yes,
and parliamentarian one day.
Yes,
we won't fear their guns.
Come
we
on.
Won't fear their violence.
Jesus.
We won't fear their division.
Jesus.
We won't fear them,
Jesus,
as long as I live.
Come on.
Here, Ghana shall move forward. And our nation and our borders will be safe.
In the name of Jesus.
Our children will possess their possession.
In the name of Jesus.
We will rule in this nation.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus will rule.
In the name of Jesus.
The word of God will rule.
Jesus.
The blood will prevail.
Jesus.
According to the word of
Jesus.
God. If you are the one I am talking to, run and give God a shout. Make a joyful noise. I can hear your worship. I can hear your prayer. I see you winning the battle. I see you prevailing. I see you overcoming. Clap your hands. He said, I am absent in body, by my spirit. I've already judged that person. Hey! Charlie, wherever you are listening to me, if you like me, oh, I beg you. If you decide to hate me for no reason, I will be absent in body, but my spirit is already there.
As many Paul as some near, hey, ni anuma mo ya ni ama wa koronti meka chala musa. Media mini ho, nanso me hum na numu ho, and to be piano obey ni ense ne fatano, mimi hum ebu attend da.
But my when you are gathered, but my spirit have already judged as though I were present. He who has done this deed. Verse 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you gather together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 5. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at anointed men of God speaking with authority. And if men like Apostle Paul will say, bodily I am absent, but spiritually I am present. How about Jesus Christ? How about Jesus? Behold, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. That's what he said. I'm with you. I am with you. Who said that the word of God is not life? Who said the word of God is not spirit? Who said church is not for active people? Who said church is for boring people? In him was life, and the life became the light of men. Shall these dry bones live again? Prophesy and tell the dry bones they must resurrect. And there was loud noise, a shouting and celebration. And behold, they were exceedingly a great army. How does Jesus reveal himself? How does he reveal himself? Number one, first, through his physical presence. And two, now, through his invisible presence. Two, he reveals himself by the presence of his word. The presence of the word. And number three, he reveals himself by the presence of symbolism. By the presence of tokens. Symbolism. So they were walking and they were confused and they were arguing and they were fearful and they were afraid and they were running from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Then Jesus appeared physically in their midst. And today our prayer topic is going to be, our prayer is going to be in verse number 16. The Bible says, but they were restrained from recognizing him. And then the other version that I'll be using, the HCSB. The HCSB says, but they were prevented from recognizing him. So who and what prevented them from recognizing the master until the last minute when he had to break the bread? I'm telling you, tonight, this morning, after I've given the communion, pray. Because if God does not open your eyes, even when your angel has been sent to you to bring your miracle, you will drive him away. You will recognize him. Oh, some of you, how you miss your husbands before. Now, it has become my burden. I am praying for you to get married. Oh, how some of you, when you got that first breakthrough, 50,000. And I preach here and I say, put the 50,000 on the altar. Because God wants to give you 500,000. You went home and you started insulting me. And you started using the 50,000. Now it's got finished. You are back to square one. You couldn't recognize. Because you were prevented from recognizing Jesus. And your opportunity. And your miracle. After communion service today, that spirit will bypass you.
Chapter 24,
verse 16. That's where I'm going to shoot my prayer topic today. From today, you will never miss your miracle again.
Amen.
If you never set any day, Empire won't uncut the Biarada. Clap your hands and scream, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Annie, yes. But now, I don't need physical Jesus anymore. It's all right that he's invisible. Because in his invisibility, the Bible says he's now seated on the right hand side of God, interceding and praying for me. When he was here, I had to find him and ask, Master, don't you care, you will perish. But now I don't have to find him anymore. He's already speaking on my behalf. that anybody who wants me to perish will be disappointed. This COVID-19 is worrying you. Can I prophesy to these people? Can I prophesy? Jesus is closer to you than you ever thought. This month of August and September, may you find his closeness with you.
Amen.
Clap your hands and shout, yes!
Yes!
Now there's life in you now. Please take your seat. So you have to find out which of the COVID-19 protocol is disturbing you. Is it the small nose one or the glass one? And then let me change it for you.
Yes, Christ, any help you? Name on Bible, Mamma Tias, yes, sir. Or Tia Janis and Info, oh, dear Mammy. I'm proud of Brand, not yes, because of Ura Mania Day, Nasa Sabre, dear, or Tia Janin Taya, or dear Mammy.
But they were prevented from recognizing him. Holman Christian Study Bible.
Now, Bible, I'm here, yes, sir. Yes, you are so behoose on one.
Clap your hands and scream in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anybody fighting me.
Anybody fighting me.
Any situation in spirit.
Any situation in the spirit.
Fighting me.
Fighting me.
So I don't recognize.
So I don't recognize.
My miracle.
My miracle.
As I clap.
As I clap.
I command.
I command.
Failure.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They will fail.
Yes, Lord.
Number two, he manifests himself through the word. Did our hearts not bite us when he was giving us the scriptures?
And
he vanished. He became invisible. But when he was becoming invisible, he still left the two things with them. He left the word and he left the symbolism, which is the bread. He did not take them away. Reason. The word reminds you. In the time you come to church and you are hearing the word, it reminds you that Jesus Christ is somewhere around where you are sitting. Jesus Christ, when you are going, he's reminding you that somewhere along the line, Jesus Christ is coming into your confusion and into your conversation, your argument. Somewhere along the line, anytime you come, anytime you hear the word of God, Jesus is hanging somewhere along in your conversation. Did our hearts not burn us when he was teaching us the word? Please, can you stop disrespecting God's word? That is why when I'm preaching the word, I don't like people walking about. And I've just told the chief usher, now we don't need people to come to church. The place is full. When the president lifts the restrictions, I'll add East Wing. Still, we are going to be observing COVID-19. I want to leave the compound there for fellowshipping, so I may not fill the place, because then I have to bring too many canopies. It will cost me money. But we are going to maintain them spaces, and I'll do two services. I'm 60 years. I can't do five. Or at best, I will do two, and I'll ask three of my pastors to do the other three to make five. But you can already determine which service will be full and which service will be where two or three are gathered. You know.
Yamadomias.
I didn't hear the prophecy.
Yamadomia.
That saith the Lord, I am with present with you always.
Yes, you know what we're doing. Now you lie, no. One fun as some uncle.
He didn't take the word. He left the word. And he left the symbol, the bread. To remind you that he's always present.
asem na kaka wo te baby a wo biara no ono ewrade kristo
in the time you are hearing the word of God like you are hearing right now
emre bi obeti ewrade asem te se wo tie ni sesey no
you feel a movement in your spirit
when we say wo hu mu no bibi na mu se yi
tears start running your eyes and you don't even know where they are coming from. You come to church heavy and burdened. By the time the service is over, you are light and you are hopeful. Faith has returned. Your face starts glittering. Why? Because in the service, as you heard the word of God, Jesus Christ began to show himself. Because in him was life, and the life became the light of men. And the word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and manifested. And so when you start hearing the word, you see Jesus Christ somewhere along the line coming into your bedroom, coming into your marriage, coming into your trouble, coming into your confusion, coming into your argument, coming your argument over money, your argument over whatever, the fighting between you and your wife. You see Jesus Christ coming in with a word. With a word. With a word. Anytime you hear the word of God, it's Jehovah Shammah.
Oh, but with some here, Radia. And maybe you're a baby, I'm sorry, and I said, well, fear, baby, you're a baby, Radia Samuel. Who will say, you're poor, baby, sorry, not be a doubt, so be a so so. Now, so I'm not Radia Sambaba, I'm not a baby, Radia Samuel, who will send home up a form. And you mean, yes, yes, when we not to say hi, and it's just Jehovah Shama, or what baby I want, or to baby I want to know, no pen will pay.
I'll give you an assignment. Go to all churches, charismatic, Pentecostal, Orthodox, fake churches, Awoyo, Moza, go all and go and make a survey of intelligent people who are sitting in the congregation. You will discover that churches where they divide the word of God with pure revelation attracts intelligent, discerning, wise people. And churches where the word of God is not preached and every day jumpy, 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 umami aye, umami aye, umami aye, umami aye, umami aye, they are, if you see the people go to those churches, they are all people who watch. Go and do the survey.
Kwana kwa yam pensem pensemu and ewa sorry fibiare mu. Nasha, baby radiasem yadi airman crofonesh nipa etie and as nipa etiwa or butia radiasem. Nafiko baby yeah nyama. Debia yambo bibe ye, debia yachel bibi ayeno, and so shenipa etihonum. No be hunsun ya edem.
That's the first difference. The second difference. Now go to churches where they are preaching the word in sweetness, in pure English and language, but the word is not followed with power. Versus those who are speaking English like I'm speaking now. Can I hear somebody say amen?
Amen. I said, if you come baby, so you can radio some. Now, you can profu, you can chingi, profu, no. Or no, so to me, can be papa. I said, I'm going to be a sister. I'm going to be a sister. I'm going to be a sister. I'm going to be a radio some.
And when they preach with power, you also notice that the people who are in that church, they are different from those places where they just go and preach and then they just go and then show their addresses, you know. When we are doing 21 days and prayer and fasting, they are the people who come and fill the place for us.
Reason.
Reason. Every man, you are created to long for something. You are created to long for the presence of God. You are created to long for the Spirit of God. And you are created to long for fellowship and relationship with God. And whatever you do, you can never run away. You will look for the power. You will look for His presence. You will look for the Spirit. You will look for your fellowship. You will look for the connection. Because that's who you are. That is why you are here today. And that's why you'll be coming again and again and again. Because you are created and born to have fellowship with the Spirit. Did our hearts not burn within us when we heard the word? You can't run away from the word of God. The word of God is your connection to heaven. It's your connection to the supernatural. It's your connection to the power. It's your connection to the spirit. If there is somebody in your life that you have to cherish and honor and support, it is this man who preaches to you every Sunday and every Friday, new series, new sermons, new series, new sermons. And no one sermon is the same. Every sermon comes with new revelation. Every sermon comes with power. Because I am connecting you to the invisible. I'm connecting you to God. I am bringing you to the altar. I am connecting you to your miracle. I'm connecting you to your fellowship. I'm connecting you to your creator. If there is anybody that you have to appreciate, it is this man who preaches to you Sunday after Sunday.
So we only put us any baby woman, the Biarana airport will be in Chanko, baby woman, the Biarra airport will run in Chang, and so we only put us any Wakuma and Wakuma I present. Every young could there be any Yankupon, every young could there be any to me, and so what Bible Bia, Ubaba, Nipaya, the Biarada, or do bear Radianim, the Biarada, or do whom, a pay Radi, Eba Utia Radi, and Utia Radi Assem, the Biarada.
The Lord manifests himself in the presence and the power of his the spiritual symbols and tokens which he has blessed for us.
And
when he took the bread, and broke it, gave it to them.
And on the share one, sir.
When they ate the bread,
when we did a board, no.
Boom. John chapter 6, verse number 50 came to them.
Johannes Sempa, 18th century.
I am the bread that is sent from heaven. Anybody who eats me shall not die. And anybody who eats this bread that comes from heaven shall receive eternal life and shall not die. Then they recognize him. This is the bread of life. This is Jesus. This is him. I was very fast because I'm ending, right? John chapter number 6, verse number 50 and 51. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat and not die. There is a certain bread when you eat, you will not die. There is a certain bread when you eat, sickness will have to leave your body. There is a certain bread when you eat, every curse over your life will flow over. There is a certain bread when you eat, your life will return. Faith return. There is a bread. The bread which is sent down from heaven. Verse number 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Yesu yema bododa, yema bododa. Yesu yabaze,
Yesu yema bododa, yema bododa.
Obiara meje dio,
yema medino. Yosu.
Say, Jesus is lifted over and above my life.
Jesus is lifted over and above.
Oh, I love your zeal and I love your enthusiasm. Can you add more fire? Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I hold this bread.
As I hold this
bread. I hold life.
I hold life.
Even Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The flesh of the Lord.
The flesh of the Lord.
Which I am about to eat. As I eat this body,
any sickness
in my life, then
my family
must flash out
and run out.
I change that sickness out,
known and unknown,
in the mighty name of Jesus. As I hold this body, in obedience to the prophetic direction, I receive every word.
I receive every word.
Every prophecy for the month of July
and the month of August
and the month of September, I position myself through prayer in Luke chapter 24, verse number 16, that I will not be prevented. I will not miss my miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Scream on top of your voice. This is the blood.
This is the blood.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Say, this is the blood of Jesus.
This is the blood of Jesus.
It cleanses me.
It cleanses me
from every sin and every unrighteousness.
Every unrighteousness.
This is the blood.
This is the blood.
That brings me into salvation.
That brings me into salvation.
And into union. With my God. This is the blood. That connects me. To my salvation. And to my blessing.
And to eternal life.
And to my victory.
Victory
over sicknesses. Victory over curses. Victory over handwritings. Victory over ordinances. That are working against me. And my family.
And my children,
and my children's children, born and unborn.
Today,
I claim my victory
through the blood
in the mighty name of Jesus. And as I drink the blood,
I position myself
for the manifestation of glory,
of prophecies
which have been declared
upon my life
through the revelation
of the word.
Jesus,
I celebrate
your invisibility
in the visible blood.
I celebrate your invisibility
in your visible body,
and the bread,
and the tokens,
and the power,
and the glory.
In the name of Jesus,
I am ready
for the testimony.
Drink the blood,
and then leave some. And then into your hands, and then rub your two hands, because your hands are about to make some declaration. Smear the blood over your ears, because you'll be hearing testimonies. And smear it over your lips, because you'll be singing the Lord's song. I promise you. Oh, see. you've seen Apostle General. You saw February, AG 60. But get ready. You will see power. You will see manifestation of glory. Oh, you ask God for 1 million, he'll give you 3 million.
That's
anointing. That's the anointing we are operating in right now.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me. You ask him for one, he will give you two.
Yeah.
You ask him for one door, God will open 10 doors for you.
Yeah. I receive it.
You'll be struggling and waiting for a man to propose. Suddenly, when the time comes, 3 men will propose. You have to make a choice.
I receive it.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
I receive it.
I didn't hear you. And clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 24, verse 16. Put it there again. There. Can you clap your hands and read that scripture with a loud voice? Ready? Go. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And a spirit.
And a spirit.
Fighting.
Fighting.
To prevent me.
To prevent me.
To recognize.
To recognize.
My source.
My source.
The source of my miracle.
The source of my miracle.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
By the power of the blood.
By the power of the blood.
Vanish.
Vanish.
Scatter.
Scatter.
Hey, that's the prayer topic number one. You are going to combine number two. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Those who are preventing me.
Those who are preventing me.
To meet my sponsors.
To meet my sponsors.
And my advertisers.
And my advertisers.
And my helpers.
And my helpers.
By fire.
By fire.
Run out.
Run out.
Away.
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 Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you ready for the third one?
Yes, sir.
We shall combine the first, the second, and the third. Number one, those who are preventing you from seeing the glory. Number two, those who are preventing you from seeing your helpers. Number three, those who are fighting your glory and your testimony. clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anyone fighting my testimony.
Fighting my testimony.
As I clap my hands. I swallow them.
In the blood.
Clap your hands.
Pray. Manda kabaha. Repele matosa. Anybody, any power, any spirit. Present to you from recognition.
Holy word, long preserved, for I walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lead you to the place where you belong. Royal House Chapel International, Tachin Ajin Region, with the power of God, God richly bless you.
Ancient words will be.